picture story, Eli.
Look closer. Our first published collaboration.
But it's your story. You wrote it.
With your help, editor extraordinaire. We are a team.
You didn't have to do that.
No, I wanted to. It's the beginning of our dreams coming true.
Well, thanks, I guess.
My dark instincts coupled with your flair for romance, we are unstoppable. I say, we lock ourselves in a room and commence work on our first novel together. It's you and me.
Hey, Allie. Hey, we have an appointment to discuss dress options for the spring fling.
You've just been published. Isn't a high school dance a little trivial?
Not really. Dances are fun.
Balloons and banal top 40?
If you're not interested, don't come. Dress code at the dance.
Simpson finally caved. Maybe now I won't go down as the worst president in Degrassi history. Time's up. Let's see. I got heel, heart, here, sweet, and kitten.
I got ham, dead, over, and bye, bad, and unhappy.
Seven letters. It's nice.
Yeah.
You want to play another round before I get on my university application?
I don't know.
Well, we could always make out instead.
I'm really not feeling too good.
Oh.
How about we just play Bobble?
Sure. You want to shake it up?
I have class.
I'm driving myself insane. It's Claire. I tried to joke around with her this morning, like always, but she was all prickly.
You're just being paranoid.
Every time she disagrees with me, I panic. I need to find a way to fix this. A plan.
Your plans usually make things more complicated. Just relax for now.
I can't. I have to do something that's just for us. Our thing.
In a road, Adam, the ladder will earn you a detention.
I'll be right in this. Everything's gonna be okay. Just whatever you do, take it easy.
Is that a Sav's pros and cons list?
No, don't laugh. I don't know what to do. Leave it to Holly J to use a list to make a life decision. Show me.
Okay, pros. Sweet, smart, supportive, funny-ish, and big, wait for it, hearted.
And there's only one con, not feeling it. Do you mean the L word?
Lesbian? Why?
I'm pretty sure Fiona meant love, weirdo.
Holly J has mentionitis since I came out recently. I'm gay.
Really? Cool. So, do you love Sav or not?
Everything else is perfect. I mean, do all these pros outweigh that one puny con?
It's the most important one, Zilly. Do you and Sav even have fun anymore?
Yeah, we hang out. We play Boggle. Okay, not really, but it's me. I mean, ever since I got sick, I've been half a girlfriend. Look at me.
You're perfect.
There's no reason for us to break up because everything is fine.
On paper. No reason to leave. It's never a good reason to stay.
Ms. Dawes, you want to see me?
Yeah, come on in. This is really something, Eli. Your writing is beautiful. It's macabre. But I wonder if there's anything you want to talk about.
What do you mean?
Well, your protagonist murders his fiance. Your theme is spending eternity with the one you love. It could be read as a cry for help.
It's fiction.
I know. But as writers, we tend to pull from our own life experiences for inspiration.
Miss, I'm not gonna kill Claire and drink her blood. I'm good.
Okay. It's my job to check. Congratulations, Eli. I'm real proud of you. Hey, you know, the Gothic Fiction Convention is in Bloomington over spring break with Stalker Angel under your belt. Might be worth checking out.
Maybe it would. Thanks.
It was nice of Casey's mom to let us have the baby shower here.
I know. My house isn't exactly baby-y. Let's clean the stuff up.
So why isn't Casey the father helping?
Well, he says baby showers are for girls, so I told him to go play basketball. He deserves some time off.
Should I pack the stuff up?
Oh, no. I'll leave it here for the Grandma Guthrie nursery, which handyman Casey even built a crib for.
Hmm. That crib? Yeah, I'm sure your baby will be very comfortable sleeping on top of a cardboard box.
He said he would assemble it before basketball. Oh, whoa. Oh, feel this.
Holy kick. You've got the next Cristiano Ronaldo in here.
Oh, there's a real person in there.
You need all the help you can get.
You owe me for this, kiddo. Lucky for me, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Eli.
Hi, Miss Edwards. This is my dad, Bullfrog.
Nice to meet you. I'm sorry, Claire's not home right now.
I'm here to ask your permission.
You're not planning to propose.
No. I wondered if Claire could come with me and my parents to Bloomington for 2 days. There's a lit convention she'd love.
Claire's only 15. I don't think it's a good idea, but I'll tell her you came by.
Your daughter's my best friend. She's the kindest, most patient person I've ever met. She would love you for this.
Well, where would you be staying?
We booked 2 rooms at a hotel. Claire will bunk with my wife.
And you wouldn't let them out of your sight?
I'll watch her like she's my own.
Well, it's really up to Claire.
Thanks, Mrs. Edwards.
Hey! What are you still doing here? The crib's not even made.
You told me to celebrate being done exams.
Oh, crap, the mess to come out of here.
I told you to play because I thought the nursery was all ready.
It will be.
Are you doing anything to prepare for this baby?
I can build crib, Jenna.
You haven't even opened the box. Where's the baby supposed to sleep? This isn't just about cravings and playlists, Casey. This is real.
You told me to play basketball. Let's go.
Thought I'd find you here.
20 pages of sheet music down, long ass statement of intent to go.
Tom, why do you even like me?
Because you don't usually ask questions like, why do you like me?
Seriously, what did you think about while I was away in the hospital?
I don't know, just thought about how fragile life is. How sad I'd be if I lost you.
Oh, okay. It's good to know. I spent all afternoon talking Allie out of matching her earrings with her shoes, with her dress, with her headband. Let's just say Allie's never met a pink she didn't like. Oh my God, I love this song.
Claire, middle of the road Edwards.
I like it. It's happy, like springtime.
Okay, sorry. Speaking of about the fresh air, all access passes to the Gothic Fiction Convention.
That's in Bloomington.
I know, we're going on a spring break road trip in the hearse. My parents are chaperoning from the Hog. Your mom said you could go.
You talked to my mom?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you talk to me first?
I wanted it to be a surprise. Something special for my girl.
I can't believe you did all this.
This convention is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Me, you, Morty, nothing in our way. A chance for us to reconnect. I just thought it'd be fun.
Okay, I'll come.
I thought you'd be a little more excited.
What more do you want, Eli? We're going. This kind of love has got me bouncing off the ceiling now. This kind of love has got me kicking and screaming now. This kind of love has got me now.
Dang! Missed again. We're not leaving till we catch my birthday dinner, boys. Would you stop waving that thing around? You're gonna scare the wild turkey.
Can we go now?
He wants to call his girlfriend.
My vey. Stay low. Keep your voices down.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Claire wasn't as excited for the trip as I thought she was going to be.
Well, maybe a surprise wasn't the best approach. Since past surprises with you have been...
intense.
And scary. Dead girlfriend. Hoarding.
Claire's saved me for myself all year, hasn't she?
Well, she does like you even though you're kinda loco. Maybe give her a break.
Yeah. And after 2 days in the hearse, we'll be perfect again.
We got it!
You really want to spend 2 days in a hearse with the guy that wrote this?
It's weird, but it's well written.
It's messed up. And didn't he say it was about you?
Not literally. He's a good guy. You don't know him like I do.
Sure. Lots of good guys get themselves beat up on purpose and poison other people with EpiCac.
He's been through a lot. His ex-girlfriend died last year.
What?
She died a year ago, over spring break. That explains everything.
How'd the breakup go?
I tried. And I failed miserably.
Really? Sab's the easiest guy to break up with. I've done it like 6 times. There's always an out.
What, the pending arranged marriage?
They could catch you making out in his living room once they find out you're his girlfriend. It's over.
It's not really my style.
No offense, but your style doesn't seem to be working very well. Trust me, Sab will never stand up for you.
I can never do that to him, though.
Cleaning staff reminds you to please clear out your locker before spring break. Thanks.
Apology breakfast sandwich?
I'll eat it after I finish assembling the crib, the swing, and the change table.
Great. You think I'm a momzilla?
You're not. I'm sorry. It's our baby. You're doing your share, and I want to do mine.
I don't take any of this for granted, you know.
Hey, I get it. I'm a dad now. This is my life. See you after class.
Hey, Mama. How's the nursery coming along?
Casey's been working on it nonstop.
Atta girl, you've whipped him into baby daddy of the year.
I guess so. You know, Casey's been in and out of group homes his whole life, and he's about to lose his teenhood, like, forever.
No, so are you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Dave!
Hey, what? Don't hurt me. What?
I'm not going to.
I want you to throw Casey a baby shower.
Isn't that for girls?
Okay, think of it more as a bachelor party. No rules.
You serious?
Yeah, just as long as he's at the dance for the last song and don't tell me what happens.
Oh, I can manage that.
Make it the best night of his life.
Best night of his life.
Hey, I think we need to talk.
Yeah, I've been thinking the same thing.
You have?
Yeah. And the spring dance is tomorrow, and I've just been so busy that I haven't had the chance to ask if you'd be my date.
I'll courier your application express.
Yeah, the address is right there. You're a lifesaver. Mom, this is my friend, Holly J.
The co-president. I've heard so much about you. It's nice to finally meet you. You as well. Did Sav say I was just his friend? Yes. Why? Well, it's not true.
What are you doing?
I'm his girlfriend.
You're so funny.
What's going on here?
She's so funny, Mom. A joker, really.
You're his mother. You deserve to know the truth. Sorry. If you don't mind, I'd like to have a word with my son.
Claire! What brings us to our special bench?
We've been tough on each other lately. I've been tense, you've been...
Intense. I'm sorry. But it's because we care about each other.
I get it now, Eli. You're scared of losing me after Julia. But you've got things to deal with. You're pressuring me because you're not over her.
I am over her.
Then why did you plan a trip during the anniversary of her death?
It's a coincidence. I swear.
How could this not be about her? Everything else has been about Julia, the hoarding,
that's,
the worry.
That's not true. It's about you, Claire. It's only about you. Give me a chance. I'll prove it.
And I bet you could. But Eli, I think that we should take a small breather. Not in a bad way.
Cancel our movie date.
I was thinking more like a few days. It'll be good for us.
I disagree. After everything we've been through, the fit stuff, we need time together, away from everybody, just the two of us.
Stop it! You're suffocating me. You make all these plans talk about forever. I know you're scared. This spring break trip is a bad idea. I'm sorry. You did the right thing. Why do I feel like a schmuck? I should have just been honest.
Okay, so you did the right thing the wrong way. And now's your chance to explain yourself.
Sav, I'm really sorry. You must be angry.
So, turns out my parents love you. They call you Yale Girl.
They do?
Yeah, I stood up for you, Holly J, and they listened. For real.
That's great, but...
My parents encouraged me to keep dating you. My parents, Holly J, want me to date someone who is not far. Can you believe that?
No, actually, I'm shocked.
You know, you're so smart. You could tell this is what I need, a push.
I haven't been honest. I told your mom because I thought she'd force you to break up with me.
Why would you do that? You want to break up? What's wrong?
Nothing. And that's the thing. It's just not there. Between us. Look, we always talked about an expiry date. It feels like it's now.
And you decided this by yourself? You didn't want to talk about it?
I guess this is the talk.
Breakups suck. So brutal, but good for Holly J.
You're in love with Holly J, aren't you?
Yeah, right. I'm in love with Holly J.
I know that look. I've seen it 1,000 times.
Well, you're wrong, okay? Drop it.
Oh, my God, Fiona.
Hey, you don't know anything.
Oh, no, okay. I'm sorry. It's just, I know what it's like to love somebody that you can't be with. So if you ever want to talk.
Well, I don't. Just promise to keep it to yourself.
Yeah, promise.
Your fault! Claire hates me because of you. You ruined my life.